This is Bill Powers with MiningStockEducation.com discussing six indicators that a cyclical bottom in uranium has more than likely just occurred, and now multifold returns can be expected in this sector over the next several years. Uranium is used for nuclear weapons and other applications, but its primary market use in society is to fuel electricity-producing power plants. Like other commodities, uranium goes through extreme boom-bust cycles, which allow for outsized gains if one buys at a cyclical bottom and then sells near the cyclical top. Looking back over the history of uranium, it can be seen that uranium has gone through several parabolic rises that produced amazing results for investors. The uranium bull market from 2002 through 2007 saw the commodity spot price rise over 14-fold. During this time period, the share price of uranium miners and explorers rose dramatically. What makes investing in uranium a prudent option at this point? And why should investors expect high returns during the forecasted upcycle? First, future demand is very strong. There are over 438 nuclear reactors operable in 30 countries right now. These reactors can generate 382.5 gigawatts of electricity and supply over 11% of the world's electrical requirements. At least 66 nuclear reactors are under construction in 14 countries. Based on the most recent statistics from the World Nuclear Association, there are a total of 224 reactors that are either under construction or planned around the world, and an additional 330 reactors that are proposed with the potential to be operating by 2030. Global nuclear power capacities are projected to increase by 44% from 376.6 gigawatts in 2015 to 540.6 gigawatts in 2030. It is estimated that uranium demand could grow by over 48% to as high as 266.8 million pounds of uranium by 2030 from an estimated 179.3 million pounds of uranium in 2015. There is a gap between the uranium consumed by reactors and the uranium produced from the world's mine, and this has been the case for many years. That gap has been bridged by secondary supplies, which consist of uranium in various forms that are already out of the ground and sitting in stockpiles around the world. Looking at this chart from Cantor Fitzgerald Canada Research, we see that very soon there will be a supply deficit as demand will only increase. This will cause the spot price of uranium to rise. It is estimated that about 10% of total supply required over the next decade will need to come from new mines that are not yet in development. And it takes about 10 years to permanent build a mine after an economical mineral deposit is discovered. This means that the price of uranium will rise significantly due to increased demand, lessened secondary supply, and slow incoming new primary supply. The fundamentals are very strong for a higher future price of uranium. The next thing that makes investing in uranium at this point a prudent choice is that the end users of uranium are not price sensitive, unlike with other commodities. The cost to purchase uranium for fuel for nuclear power plants is only about 2-4% of the cost of what it takes to operate the plant. So when the cost of uranium rises significantly, it is still only a fraction of the overall operations cost. Furthermore, electrical companies have nowhere else to turn to fuel their nuclear plant. After spending billions to construct the nuclear plant, they are not simply going to shut down the plant due to a rise in the price of uranium. They need uranium or the plant shuts down. Therefore, even if the price of uranium surges, demand will remain consistent. Next, as already stated, during a uranium upcycle, phenomenal returns can be expected. During the uranium bull market from the early 2000s through 2007, many uranium companies produce multiple hundredfold returns for investors. Some companies even rose 1,000-fold, as hard as that may be to comprehend. The reason being is that the uranium sector is very small. There are only about 25 to 30 companies worth investing in, So when a generalist investor and people who would otherwise pay no attention to the sector learn from CNBC and other mainstream investing news outlet that uranium is soaring, these people flood into the market and bid up the share prices to extremes even beyond the extreme of what rational fundamental analysis warrants. The torrent of new investors trying to flood into what few uranium stocks there are can be likened to trying to force the contents of Hoover Dam through a garden hose. Legendary investor Doug Casey has used this analogy to describe the coming mania he sees in gold stocks. But as small as the gold mining market is, the uranium market is but a fraction of its size. And so if uranium goes near or beyond the 2007 highs, returns for investors over the next several years will be truly amazing. Now we will look at the first sign that a cyclical bottom in uranium has occurred, which is that the current cost of production is significantly more than what uranium miners are being offered per ounce in the spot market. Therefore, at these prices, miners sell at a loss and try to make it up on volume. They're trying to be the last man standing for the expected upcycle and rise in uranium price. Steep declining commodity down cycles flush out all poorly run miners and leave many mineral deposits undeveloped because they are not economical at current prices. After the Fukushima nuclear disaster in 2011 and the subsequent shutdown of many Japanese nuclear reactors, the price of uranium had steadily fallen for over 5 years. In 2011, the price per pound was around $73, but by November 2016, it reached just $18 per pound. The average cost of production for uranium is about $40 per pound. But when you factor all the exploration and development money and infrastructure money that is already sunk into the cost of bringing a mine into production, it really costs about $60 a pound to produce uranium on average. Therefore, at $18 a pound, that is less than half of what it costs most producers to bring a pound of uranium to the market. This alone, however, does not signal a bottom because for many years now, the spot price has been below the average cost of production. And this has been one of the primary indicators that has caused many analysts to call for a uranium bottom in 2014 and 2015. But now, in addition to an even lower spot price than in 2014 or 2015, there are many signs coming together that indicate a final bottom has most likely been reached. To reinforce the point that the uranium industry has seen a near completion of its liquidation over the last 6 years and that the spot price can only rise from here is the fact that on January 10th, 2017, the world's top uranium producer, Kazakhstan, said that they would cut production by 10% due to poor market conditions triggered mostly by a global oversupply of uranium. They will reduce production for 2017 by 2,000 tons, which is about 3% of the total global output. Their chairman said in a statement, "These strategic uranium assets are far more valuable to our shareholders and stakeholders being left in the ground for the time being, rather than adding to the current oversupply situation." The chairman said that production would pick up pace once market conditions improve. Analysts see this move as a game changer that should boost the global uranium market in the very short term. The second sign that the uranium market has bottomed is that the capitulation phase of the commodity cycle seems completed. Shareholders sell because they can no longer endure the emotional stress of their financial losses. In the natural resource sector, capitulations are seen at the bottom of the cycle when investors who bought shares at a much higher price in the cycle cannot endure their financial losses or emotional stress anymore. They have watched their portfolio continually diminish through the down cycle, and they are fed up and unwilling to wait for the up cycle to begin. Looking at this 5-year chart of a uranium producer, Energy Fuels, final capitulation occurred at the end of 2016. Uranium Energy Corporation, another uranium company I followed daily last year, also bottomed in share price in 2016, as this 5-year chart illustrates. The third sign of a cyclical bottom for uranium is seen in a high-volume breakout in the mining shares. The mining shares often lead the commodity out of a bottom because smart money in the form of savvy, contrarian investors and professional investment funds pour into these shares because they have detected a bottom and want to purchase the shares before the underlying commodity begins to rise significantly. At the end of November 2016, Energy Fuels broke out on high-volume trading and also doubled in share price in just 2 months. Also at the end of November 2016, Uranium Energy Corporation broke out on high-volume trading and doubled in price in just 2 months. The fourth key sign of a uranium bottom also deals with investor sentiment. At the end of 2016, Uranium Participation Corp., UPC, began trading at a significant premium. To understand why this is significant, you have to understand what UPC is. UPC is a publicly traded company that invests in physical uranium concentrates and holds them expecting long-term appreciation. Owning shares of UPC gives the investor direct exposure to the price of uranium. When investor sentiment is bearish, UPC trades at a discount to the uranium spot price. But when sentiment is bullish, UPC trades at a premium. Looking at this chart provided by Palisade Research, we can see that at the end of 2016, UPC began trading at a greater premium relative to the spot uranium price. This divergence indicated investor sentiment towards uranium turned extremely bullish. I should note that Palisade Research publicly said in December 2016 that they concluded the bottom is in, and one of the key factors was observing UPC begin to trade at a significantly greater premium. The fifth sign uranium has bottomed is the fact that after hitting the November 2016 low of $18 a pound, uranium surged upward 36% over the next 2 months, so that at the publication of this video during the first week of February 2017, uranium spot price is $24.50 a pound. Such a strong rise out of the extreme low of $18 a pound can lead one to conclude we will probably not see $18 a pound spot uranium again. The sixth indicator that a uranium bottom is behind us is that there is a great increase in private placements being offered, and these placements are being oversubscribed. This indicates investors are very bullish towards uranium now, and the companies are capitalizing on that sentiment in order to raise money. On January 13th, Uranium Energy Corporation announced a public offering to raise $10 million. But then due to increased demand, they raised this offering 160% to $26 million just 4 days later. Goviex Uranium, on December 12, 2016, announced their private placement was oversubscribed. Western Uranium Corporation announced on January 3rd that their non-brokered private placement amount would be raised due to increased demand. On January 27th, Appia Energy, a uranium explorer, announced their private placement was oversubscribed. And these are just four examples of recent private placement oversubscriptions. All signs seem to indicate that a bottoming of the uranium price has occurred, and that over the next several years, the spot price could rise significantly, and the uranium mining shares could explode. Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.